come from miles around to see it. Heard about it but didn't believe it. It's gotta be the greatest thing you've ever seen. Read about it in the daily paper, below an ad for a body shaper. Next week it's gonna be in People magazine. It'll take away wrinkles, make you look much younger, help you lose weight by suppressing your hunger. It's 100% nicotine and caffeine free. It'll make your wash come out much whiter, make all your biscuits and cakes much lighter. It'll never let your pantyhose sag down around your knees. It'll help you to sleep when you're not too drowsy, make you feel better when you're feeling lousy. Recommended by doctors 2-1. It's a modern day medical panacea. It'll even help you if you get diarrhea, make you run faster when you really gotta run. They come from miles around to see it, heard about it but didn't believe it. It's gotta be the greatest thing you've ever seen. You can buy it by the box or by the bucket, drive it home or we can box it up and truck it. You can pay for it now, I put it on layaway. Do you want to try for some easy credit? Go on and apply, anybody can get it. Just 1% interest compounded every day. We hope you get complete satisfaction. Consult the physician if you have a reaction. Discontinue use and throw the rest away. Guaranteed for 90 days or 90 minutes. Just mail us the card that you find there in it. Guaranteed, boy, if you don't mail it by yesterday. They come from miles around to see it. Heard about it but didn't believe it. It's gotta be the greatest thing you've ever seen. It's gotta be the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Talk like the Turanis, I think Noam Crosby makes more sense. You tried to Oswax me with fire signs, I know what you meant. Peter Sellers, Andy Rooney, Mickey Dolenz, Curly Howard and the Tubes. You got me so Elmer befuddled with all your Looney Tunes. Orson Welles, Honeymooners,
no, Slugs and Boozers,
Cheech and Chong,
Suck My Bong.
You think you're so Max Cool, but you're really more like Mad Magazine. You tried to put me in the Goon Show, I'm hip to that scene. Mork and Mindy, Mel and Albert Brooks, The Muppets, Fridays and Saturday Nights. Alberto y los Trios Paranoias, you're finally out of sight.
Orson Welles,
we'll be right back.
I got a few things cooking about to come through.
Yeah?
My agent's working on a deal right now in Tahoe. Got a good connection on the Joey Bishop show.
Doesn't pay much though.
But in the meantime.
In the meantime.
In the meantime.
In the meantime. Myself a record deal. All I need is all I feel. My head, I'm in 17. And man, he really knows the record scene.
It's hard to find material. What a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
I'm looking for something in the Hal David and Bird Bacharach bag.
Got to sleep on music, Cindy. I got a groove called the Nitty Gritty. Hey, the Beatles groove me. Say, did you dig that movie?
Hi, sweetie, tell me, baby, what's new? What's happening with you?
Let me see. Last time I seen you, my agent was working on a deal in Tahoe. The deal fell through, and so did my agent. I got me a new man now. He's gonna make me a star on Broadway. Of course, I gotta take my clothes off, but he tell me it's good exposure.
Last night I dreamed that I won a Grammy. It was presented to me by Debbie Harry. I ran up on stage in my tux. I gulped and I said, oh shucks. I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ. The audience gave me a standing ovation. I shed tears of joy. I shed tears of elation. Behind the podium there, Debbie grabbed my derriere. I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ. I took my Grammy and Debbie, and I walked off stage. We made the cover of Cashbox and the Random Notes page. In the weeks that followed, things went fine for me. An Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy. Bo Derek and Barbara Mandrell, a Pulitzer and a Nobel. Meryl Streep and Tammy Terrell. 5 gold and 1 bronze as well. Joan Rivers and Lana Cantrell. And I'd like to thank my producer and Jesus Christ.
Now is the summit of our discontent, my glorious winter by this daughter of yore.
What a great actor.
That's our Jim. When he was a kid, his mother scrubbed floors and his dad got drunk in a bar. Now the image that this poor picture creates is what made our Jim a big star. But his mother still scrubs in a tatty old dress, because it always looks good in the national press for our Jim. Jim. And here's some immortal words from him.
My mother's a lovely scribbler, you know.
That's our Jim. The bicycle chain, so they only meet visiting in days. Though most of us know what his sister does, she refuses to mend her ways. So Jim says a little prayer for her each night, and the image is exactly right for our Jim. Our Jim. And here's some immortal words from him.
She don't believe in a prize's freezer.
That's our Jim. His contracts are paid in LSD. Jim says every card's worth a shot. And though giving up meth has kept him in shape, his smoking has gone to pot. Right now he's trying hard to bribe an old beak on account of the case coming up next week of our Jim. Our Jim. And here's some immortal words from him.
Who needs a plane to fly?
That's our Jim. Lovely bouncing kids, but his agent won't let him marry. He always calls Larry Harvey Lawrence and Lawrence Olivier Larry. Jim says the political news should be free, but he only gives his when he's on TV. Does our Jim. Our Jim. And here's some immortal words from him.
They've asked me to play Lady Macbeth.
That's our Jim.
Is this Mick Jagger I see before me?
And here's some immortal words from him.
This record will sell a million, you know.
That's our Jim. That's our Jim. That's our Jim.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job and higher wages, expenses paid and a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on TV, a grinning, wearing bilstools and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction ever supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. The old lead lady ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I've got credit down at my grocery store. And my barber tells me jokes. And I'm the number one attraction. Never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. Your little lady ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I've got credit down at my grocery store. And my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction. Every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot.
Stay tuned, we're going to have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.
My little boy said,
Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, And when my daddy said, all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else that could, to see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good, singing whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie-yi-yay, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again. Why, he could ride his horse and play his guitar and sing all at the same time. And I was riding right along there beside him on that broomstick pony of mine. And you know, his pistol never ran out of bullets when the bad guys had to be stopped. And somehow his bullets never drew any blood, but the bad guys dropped when he shot. Yeah, old Gene was the image of justice and goodness and purity. And in the eyes of a poor little country boy, he made the world look better to me, singing whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie-yi-yay, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again. And you know the way he rescued the rancher's daughter, it sent a thrill right up the aisle. And the ending would always send us home with a good, victorious smile. Now you ask me who's Gene Autry? Well, son, go ahead and watch the show. And then ride off into the sunset with him, like I did 40 years ago. Singing whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie-yi-yay, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again.
It's Johnny and Jack on Country Music Time. Well, hi there, friends and neighbors. This is Staff Sergeant Don Sturgis giving you a warm welcome to another edition of Country Music Time, which is brought to you transcribed from Nashville, Tennessee, the hometown of country music, by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Country Music Time features nothing but the best in country and western music, and of course only the top stars are on hand to provide the music for us. Now here in person for this edition of Country Music Time, Johnny and Jack.
Thanks a whole lot, folks. It's good to be here on Country Music Time for the United States Air Force, and everybody's feeling fine and raring to go. Right, Jack?
You're right, Johnny. We are happy to be here for the United States Air Force. And what do you say? Let's sing them one of our new ones that we just recorded.
That's a good idea.
Here's one side of our new RCA Victor record, I Wonder If You Know.
It was just by chance she came my way. She was lonesome for the words I tried to say. I accepted her the way she came to me. I was wrong because I knew she wasn't free. I didn't mean to fall in love with her. Sometimes we reach for things we don't deserve. I knew that she belonged to someone. someone else. But within her arms I couldn't help myself. I wonder if you know she loves you still. I'm telling you because she never pull me close while talking about you. Her heart was only searching for a friend. I fell in love and knew I couldn't win. I wonder if you know she loves you still. I'm telling you because she never will.
Thank you a lot. And now, here's a young man in our studio with a word of advice for all you young men listening.
It has been wisely said that the best things in life are worth planning for. That's why former servicemen who are planning a successful career should look into Air Force opportunities now. If your specialty is needed, you'll have an important job with a guaranteed future. Today, there are fine career openings in electronics, missile systems, and other interesting fields. Your experience and background may entitle you to a good starting rank, a guaranteed annual income, consistent pay increases, and countless other Air Force benefits. And, of course, you'll be a vital, respected member of today's great space-age defense team. Young ladies, there are fine job opportunities for you in the Air Force, too. Yes, former servicemen and women are needed in many categories. Take time to investigate the exciting Air Force Space Age positions now open to men and women with prior service. See your local recruiter for full details.
That was some good advice.
You know, John, I think it's time for us to get our special guest up here right now, and we really have a fine one here today, don't we?
Well, that's a good idea, Jack.
What do you say, let's get... Here's the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, coming to the microphone in one of her finest tunes, Touch and Go Heart.
Touch and go. Feeling blue, just when I think you care a little, there's someone new. Though I know how hopeless my chances, I'm just a slave for your touch and go heart. when I think you care a little, there's someone you though I know how hopeless my chance is. I'm just a slave for your touch and go hard.
All right, yeah, that's fine, though. That's all right.
Thank you a lot there for the nice applause. Don't forget, neighbors, if you'd like a special number by Johnny Stiver to Pete Wade or Tommy Jackson or Cedric Rainwater or Joe Zinkin or Murray Harmon, anybody in the outfit, well, just write in to Johnny and Jack in care of Country Music Time Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, for New York. We'd be more than happy to put them on a special.
It has been a pleasure to be on this program, hasn't it?
That's right.
Good old United States Air Force. Hope we'll be back soon.
Right. We hope we'll be back with you very soon.
They take a little talk show for NBC, and it was hosted by a boy named Johnny C. He couldn't keep a wife, he wasn't lucky in love, but he could play a monologue just like a swing in a club. Don't go, don't go, Johnny, no, don't go. Don't go, Johnny, no, don't go. Don't go, Johnny, no, don't go. Oh, no, Johnny, please don't go. Boy, Johnny was good. Carry his two cards in with Ed McMahon, and Severinsen was leading the Tonight Show band. Oh, every single night he lift your spirits up, and there was something more than coffee in that coffee cup. For 30 long years, lovers turned out their lights to, here's Johnny tonight. Don't go, Johnny, no. No, don't go, Johnny, go. Don't go, don't go, Johnny, go. Oh, no, don't go. Johnny was good. We never thought that someday he'd be off the air. We thought that he'd be joking from a rocking chair. We thought he'd do 100 anniversary shows, and he'd be tugging on his ears and a scratching his nose. Now couples will be wondering when they snuggle up tight, they'll say, where's Johnny tonight? Don't go, Johnny, no. Don't go, Johnny, no. Don't go, Johnny, no. Oh, please, don't go, Johnny, no. Don't go. Boy, Johnny was good.
To St. John, we must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband, and he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Ach, Peter St. John. Peter Sain. Get up, up, up.
Another husband, and that he has another wife, and that she has another husband, and that our own child, through marriage, is now my uncle, and your sister's father on your grandmother's side. But can't we talk this over? There's still time. Our divorce doesn't become final for another 5 minutes.
We'll talk it over some other day, John, but not today.
Why not, dear?
Today, I am to be married. Bonsoir, John. Prosit. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios. Aloha.
How do you like that? She didn't even say goodbye.
To the Boqueria and laugh at a farmer, a stupid old bugger who fought in the war. Let's laugh at the way the old fart gets drunk till we can't drink no more. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Let's go to a payphone and call up a hare lip and offer him a prize if he can say the Lord's Prayer. Let's give an address so he can pick up his prize, and then we won't be there. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Go down to the convalescent home. It's always good for a laugh. It's always good when you're feeling blue to know that you're not dying too. Let's go buy a ticket and laugh at a midget. So very funny when it sits on a chair. Let's laugh at the way it seems far away, as if we weren't even there. Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at. Put me on a stage, I'll laugh at the audience, their hard-earned bread, to watch me talk to myself. I'm sick of me, you're sick of you, we're sick of each other, what else can we do? Let's go out and find somebody to laugh at.
Good morning, hello there, how are you? tired of saying that. You know, I really am. It's been 20, 50 years. I don't know. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Oh, shit, I said it again. I'm KBC, and tonight I am here to entertain you, like it or not. That's the subject of tonight's thesis. And if you'll hold on a second, I'll tell you what we heard, and we'll get back to entertaining you, whether you like it or not. Okay? So, let's see. What do we start with? It was something called It from Elliot, Walter, and Bennett. Who are they? I don't know. They messed everybody up when they came out with this album for Christmas called The 12 Days of the NFL. And they did a 12 Days of Christmas for each of the, I guess it was 10 or 12 teams at the time. People are still somewhat astonished. But Elliot, Walter, and Bennett? Don't know. What's so funny was the Punsters from somewhere in New Jersey, not sure where. Steve and Edie. Hi, sweetie. Little backstage humor there. Let's see, the Grammy song from Loud Wainwright III. Don't worry, we'll wake you up if you win a Grammy. It's okay. Let's see, our Jim was Lance Percival. The early days of marketing. Kansas City Star from Roger Miller. Co-written there with Chet Atkins. I'm not leaving, I got a good here. That's how I feel about Bangor. I don't want to go anywhere. Let's see, Johnny Cash, Daddy, who's Gene Autry? Imagine, can you imagine? And then we heard from Johnny and Jack, the Country Music Time Show. I cut that in half for obvious reasons, but that's how people got their music back then on the radio and stuff, kind of like MTV. Yeah, you know, without the pictures, obviously, but yeah, there you go. Let's see, Johnny was good, Johnny Carson from Bob Rivers. And his twisted music, Spike Jones, None But the Lonely Heart, and Let's Go Out and Find Someone to Laugh At from somebody who prefers to remain anonymous. And you know what? There are people that get off on that kind of shit. So what? Just watch out for them. Stay out of their way. Wear a mask if you have to. Okay. Anyway, we're having fun tonight, okay, because it's August. Everybody's on vacation. Nothing's getting done. So let's get something done.
Everything's wild and the chips are down. One night you may draw the joker, next night you may own the town. One look at the cards they've tossed you, look at him, you decide to play. You stay, but they've double-crossed you, and your hunch has cost you more than you can pay. You've won, but oh, you've lost your heart along the way. A game of poker, everything's wild, and the chips are down. You stay, but they've double-crossed you, and your hunch has cost you more than you can pay. Hey, you won, but oh, along the way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Now it's time.
Hey, fellas. Here's a letter from a girl named Mary who wants to know what you like to do in your spare time. Now, you can tell her if you promise to do it nicely.
Okay, great. Sure!
Simon?
I like to play baseball.
Theodore?
I like to go swimming. We like to watch movies.
Alvin?
With 50 women. We like to play hopscotch and ping pong too. But we don't like to clean the house from the floor, do you? We like to have lots of fun and sing these songs for you.
Very good, boys. What else do you like to do?
Stroll onto the midway of Little Richard's world of mirth.
just please Richard Palmer at your 40 Ferris wheel. No one will check your life, you hear the children squeal. Knock down the bottles with a QB, show your dolly what you're worth. Three balls for a dollar, little Richard's world of mirth. At beer and gotta guess your weight, swing that hammer for a lark. Bet you cotton candy kid, there's six carnies searching for a mark. Roller coaster, your head begins to swim. The ride jockeys are laughing in the dark. Seems they kick the shit out of a townie for a joke. Guess that's why they call this the amusement park. Get your popcorn, switchblade souvenirs, see all your dollars worth. Bring something home for baby from little Richard's world of mirth. Visit Ohio's ball, two-headed calf, ride the tilty whirl. And for all your farmers, you got girls, 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 girls. Fortunates the groom, the preachers on the sky will give him room. It's a rough, untutored hand who attends this most unholy birth. Careless with the force of little Richard's world of mirth. The possum belly sways with empty cans and kerosene. Will be but a soiled memory when the injustice make the scene. So pull down the canvas, get him rolling. Throw the geeks back on the truck. Turn what's left of Pennsylvania into Hell's County Fair. With any luck, we'll leave behind this yellow grass. Entertainment, death, and worse. Man, life ain't no circus, it's a carnival. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Little Richard's World of Mirth.
Bop, bop, bop. You get 3 for a quarter, 1 for a dime. Save yourself a nickel, have yourself a time. Is a quarter, 3 big hits for a quarter. Hey, what a jackpot at the 2-bit jamboree. Yeah, bring a pocket of change and dance, feel free. Be a spinner, be a winner. Drag your date on a dance, it's free. Yeah, all you need is a quarter to put in the slot.
Been tap dancing in my head, and I think I must have got drunk. When I woke up this morning, son, my breath smelled like a skunk. There was a little bit of dinosaurs running up and down the neck of my guitar. What a time I had, what I fell into was Charlie's Moonshine Bar. Now them truckers sitting around was a-chugging that stuff like it was H2O. And I had one drink and I dang near died and thought, well, it's time to go. Now the bartender was a big old Cajun, and on his face he wore a big scar. I ain't never in my life seen such a sight as Charlie's Moonshine Bar. Well, the pinball machine didn't have no balls at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. And the draft beer tastes like motor oil at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. He said, while you're here, you better be sure to try some Louisiana soda pop. Don't you worry about getting busted, cause old Charlie, he's a county cop. Well, I turned and looked at the local lovely, and I thought my heart was gonna stop. She had 3 teeth on the top, 2 teeth on the bottom, each one about an inch or 2 apart. She smiled at me and said that she'd be waiting out in my car. Lord, a dang near gag when I saw that hag at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. Then I saw a little light come shining through a little hole up in the door. And I thought to myself, self, you better try to get up off this floor. So I crawled outside and there she was all sprawled out in my car. Woo! My brand new bride that I had acquired at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. Well, the pinball machine didn't have no balls at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. And the draft beer tastes like motor oil at Charlie's Moonshine Bar. He said, while you're here, you be sure and try some Louisiana soda pop. Don't you worry about getting busted, son, cause Charlie is a county cop. About a party, son, at a bar.
Smell like a brewery. written looking like a tramp. Ain't got a quarter, got a postage stamp. Been filing like shadow boxes all around the town. Talking with the old man sleeping on the ground. Beside the booting now, zooting now, hooting now, cone. Sharing his apartment with a telephone pole. And a fishnet stocking, spike heel shoes. Strip tees, prick tees, car keys, blues. And the porno flow show, live nude girl. Dreamy and creamy and brunette curls. Chester Morgan and the watermelon rose. Raise my rent and take off all your clothes. With trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pasties and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland through the shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi. Live from Gay Perry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage. Who cares? All this hot burlesque for me. Cleavage, cleavage, eyes and hips from the nape of a neck to the lipstick lips. Chopped and channeled and lowered and lured and the cheetah slicks. Baby moving, she's hot and ready, creamy and sugared and the band is awful and so are the tunes. Doobie dabba doobie dabba 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 dabba. Crawling on her belly, shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Sears, cheers from the compendium here. Here, sweetheart, they yellow for more. Scorching out your cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelly, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snakeskin's name? It's an early bird matinee, come back any day. Get you little something that you can't get at home. And get you little something that you can't get at home. It's pisses and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Popcorn front row, higher than a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zay. Zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zooby zabba.
Snow White, wanna go out tonight. I'm gonna take you to a place, make you feel alright. This cruel world just ain't for me. I wanna cry, you see. I wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowland. I wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowland. I gotta go dwarf top sand, midget bowland. I gotta go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. Oh yeah, I just wanna have some fun. When I'm throwing and bowling, I feel number one. Darts and pool ain't enough for me. I need more. You see, I wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. I wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. I gotta go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. I gotta go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. It makes me feel good when I throw a little doo. No one can stop me in a midget throwing mood. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Bye bye little guy.
Everybody go
dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We gotta go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf top sand, midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf top sand.
Roller blade.
well, Shakespeare rock. Rock and roll, well, Shakespeare rock. Rock and roll, said Shakespeare rock. Rock and roll, well, Shakespeare rock. Rock and roll, oh, what fools these mortals be.
Well, soft with light through yonder window shine. It is the east and truly is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
Rock, rock, rock.
I said, shake,
Shakespeare, shake. He said, shake, Shakespeare, shake.
I said, shake,
Shakespeare, shake. He said, shake,
Shakespeare, shake.
I said, shake,
Shakespeare, shake.
Shake, shake, do the Shakespeare rock. Wah, 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 wah. Shake, Shakespeare, shake. Bop, bop, boo-wop. 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 Shake to the Shakespeare rock.
My darling, the quality of mercy is not strained. It falleth as the gentle rain from heaven upon this place beneath it is twice blessed.
Hey, 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 Shakespeare rock, Shakespeare roll, Shakespeare rock, Shakespeare roll. Listen to the Shakespeare rock.
Starred in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the Bard. The boards and paid my dues and got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt. I was sure that Tarantino would be calling me on my phone, and he'd leave a vent to shoot me for Rolling Stone. But the years have come and gone, and I'm sorry to say that's not the way that it's all worked out. I'm a true the Jungle Cruise ride. Skipper Dan is the name, and I'm doing 34 shows every day, and every time it's the same. Look at all those hippos, they're wiggling their ears just like they've done for the last 50 years. Now I'm laughing at my own jokes, but I'm crying inside, cause I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. Critics, they used to say I was the new Olivier. Thought I'd be the toast of Sundance, or maybe Cannes. Ah, but don't bother trying to IMDb me. The only place you might possibly see me is riding my little boat around Adventureland. It ain't exactly what I planned, but I'm a tourist. Jungle Cruise ride, Skipper Dan is the name, and I'm doing 34 shows every day, and every time it's the same. I would have killed if I'd managed to beat the plow, but what's the difference? That's all behind me now, cause I'm paying the rent, and I'm swallowing my pride, and I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. They're on Broadway, knocking them dead in 12 Angry Men. But instead I'm here telling these lame jokes again and again and again and again and again.
Done with my life.
I should have listened when my grandfather said, why? don't you major in business instead? Now my hopes have all vanished and my dreams have all died. Man, I'll probably work forever as a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride. Skipper Dan is the name. And I'm doing 34 shows every day. And every time it's the same. Look at all the pimples are wiggling their ears. Somebody shoot me cause I'm bored to tears. Always said I'd be famous. I guess that I lied. Cause I'm working on the Jungle Cruise ride. I'm still working on the Jungle Cruise ride.
Just a bit more time here, and you can go home, or you can stay home, whatever you want to do. Let's see. We started out that set. This is kind of a set of stuff that we do, okay? You kind of might have gotten that idea. Started with a game of poker. from Barbara Evans, bio unknown. Let's see, Weird Al, of course, Pac-Man, back in the way back. You know, I have a confession to make. I was never able to get past the second level of Space Invaders. Never. But, man, I was a killer at Q-Bert. All right, just so you know, I want to get it off my chest. Chipmunk Fun from the Chipmunks. The Funny Freak Parade from Ultimate Spinach. That's to the art of people watching, which is great entertainment. I learned that in Provincetown. You know what I mean, right? Little Richard's World of Mirth from the Dysfunctionals. I've been there in my sleep many times. Let's see, the Teen Quartet from Jeff Barry, and also Jeff Barry again. All You Need Is a Quarter for the Jukebox. Everybody loves music. Everybody loves to play it, right? Okay. Charlie's Moonshine Bar and Grill. Who hasn't spent a couple of weeks in a place like that one night? Am I right? Yeah, that was Rod Hart. Pasties in a G-String. You know who. Tom Waits. Let's see. Bouquet of Veal. Dwarf Tossing. Midget Bowling. Distasteful, but wait. You just wait. Shakespeare Rock was the Eligibles. Let's see. Skipper Dan. The failed art major, or whatever he was. That was Weird Al. He was a theater major. I'm right. That's okay. And then Mexican Radio from Grupo Sportivo, because everybody loves the radio, right? Okay. So anyway, we got more stuff here. We got a few more cut things for you, because that's what I do. I throw in extras every week just for you, just to fill it up to 90 minutes. So anyway, we got three more for you, and I will be back next week. Let's see. Next week is like Labor Day? Oh, geez. All right. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. But in the meantime, stay cool. It's hot everywhere. This is what happens in August. It gets crazy hot, and then all of a sudden it stops. Sometime in the next week, it's going to change. Watch me. I'll see you later, okay?
They say we're all in showbiz, which sounds real good to me. Though my fellow Kinko's employees strongly disagree. But you see, I went to Hollywood and saw the stars on the Walk of Fame. And ever since, my little life has never been the same. Feel free to walk upon Sean Penn, he's an easygoing guy. Next to Punky Brewster, whose real last name is Fry. Don't walk on Judy Garland, her life was very rough. And besides, they're doing construction work, and they have her space roped off. The sidewalk stars on the Walk of Fame, with all their razzmatazz. Few I've even heard of, or know someone who has. To have my name etched next to them, there's nothing more I want. Except perhaps some flashing lights and a slightly larger font. Don't step on Boris Karloff, he might just rip your throat. Though the fact that he is dead and all makes the chances of that remote. If you covered him with garbage, George Clooney would still have style. But he's probably going to sue you, and he'll never win that trial. If you stomped upon Vin Diesel, you might just turn and grin. Oh please, who am I kidding? He's gonna tear you limb from limb. And if you smothered his star with honey and had it licked by bears, Vin Diesel will tear you a new one just to show how much he cares. The sidewalk stars on the Walk of Fame with all their razzmatazz. Even heard of, or know someone who has. To have my name etched next to them, there's nothing more I want.
except perhaps some flashing lights and a slightly larger font. Now I am not in showbiz, although I'm in a cast, and according to my doctor, it won't be healing fast. And if you happen to see Vin Diesel, please give him my regards and apologies for covering his star with 40 pounds of lard. La 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 la
Do you really care who's trending? Or is there something you're defending? Get a life, is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have? You kiss the girls and run away. Now you won't come out to play. Why you on Facebook? 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 Did you miss your 15 minutes of fame? Or do you not have any shame? Or is it something kind of twisted game? Put yourself in the frame. What some people work very hard to attain. Or are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? Is you're a failure again? Why are you on Facebook? 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 Why you on Facebook? Why you on Facebook? Why you on Facebook? Why you on Facebook? Secondhand friends. Why do you care who's trending? Or is it something that you're defending? Get a life, is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have? You kiss the girls and run away. Then you won't come out to play. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Did you miss your 15 minutes of fame? Don't you have any shame? Or is it just some kind of twisted game to try to put yourself in the frame. For what some people work very hard to attain. Or are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? 'Cause you're a failure time and time again. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Why are you on Facebook?
Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do this. My people have asked me forever and always to record the phone book, and I'm going to do it now. Thank you, fans. I love you, fans. I love you, and I'm going to do this for you because you've been asking me forever to record the phone book, and here it is. You are so great. Okay, this is a big book. Boy, look at this thing. This must be a big town. Gosh. Okay, well, I'm going to only try to hit the highlights. Oh, you know, there are just some very, very special things in here that I feel like I can share with you. And I'm searching now. Searching. Okay, here it is. John Smith. Can you believe there is somebody really, really and truly named John Smith? Oh, God. Wait a minute. Okay, here is another one with the exact same name. John Smith. Only this one doesn't have the H. The H is left out of the John, not the Smith. Can you believe that? So interesting. Let's go. Okay, let's go to another location in the phone. Okay. Oh, yes. Here it is. Reading. I'm in the G's now. Okay, have a look at this one. Here is a guy named Government. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Government Offices. So that wouldn't really be the name of a person. Okay, never mind. All right, here we go. I'm in the H's now. Would you look at this head? Oh no, there's Billy Head, Mick Head, Mike Head, bunch of head here. Okay, wait a minute. Here is a Richard Head. I wonder what his nickname is. Okay then. Stop. Do you love this band, people? Do you love the band? Oh, I know, the best players in the entire world. Thank you, guys. Smile. Oh, you're great. I love you. I love you, and I love you. Oh, gosh, this is great. Okay. Going on to the L's. Hey, I wonder if there's a Lewinsky. Wait a minute. Going down. Manfred. Marvin. Michael. Nope. No Monica. Nope. Okay. Well, we're moving on now. Now we're getting to the very, very best part. And I'm doing this for me. I know it's selfish, but I'm doing this for me because this is what I love. All right? Guess where I am? I am in the letter Z. I love the letter Z. Before I do my Z's, I want to thank you all for asking me to do this. This has been the most fun I have ever had. Okay? Are you ready for the Z's? All right. Here we are. We've got Z. Zinger, David Zupa.